You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm Skylar James, your host of Sky's the Limit, and joining me... And joining me...
Hi, I'm Abby Boatwright.
Okay, we have some technical difficulties. Clearly to get through, as my lovely co-host Abby does not attend Queens anymore. And so we're doing this radio show on remote. Anyways, welcome back to Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where we do a different theme depending on the weather and the time of year. This week's theme is we're going to pick a song of the summer. Culture has decided that there is no song of the 2025 summer, and we are going to fix that today. We're going to start with a release that I think the entire world was waiting for. This is Lord here. What was that?
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors. I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, or oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? With me when I'm out with my friends, I stare at the painted faces that talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. When in the blue light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I try to let whatever has to pass through me, but this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go.
It's only three, right? It's only four, right? It's only five, right? It's only six, right? It's only seven, right? It's only eight, right?
Gonna be the last girls at the party.
No hard feelings. We're not leaving. While you're sleeping, we're not leaving.
Gonna be the last girls at the party. Gonna be the last girls at the party. Gonna be the last girls at the party. Gonna be the last girls at the party.
The Beach Is There with Last Girls at the Party, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Let's try this out once again, Abby.
I should be coming in all clear now.
Okay, beautiful. Guys, I'm so sorry. we haven't done a remote episode since, what was it, like last December or something?
Yeah, well, and we did one remote episode just kind of winging it.
On a whim.
And it worked well, so this was the, you know, the karmic had to have a technical difficulty because that one went too well.
And Abby didn't respond to any of my texts until 6 minutes before the show started.
Now, I'm going to give some backstory because I was just laughing about it. Every time we were in person in Kingston last year, almost every single time I would be there a half an hour before and I would wait for Skylar, and some days Skylar would roll in with like one time it was like 2 minutes until we were supposed to go on air. And so this time I was eating my dinner, I put my phone away, and I came down with like 10 minutes and I see all these missed texts from Skylar. Where are you? What's happening? What's going on?
But when I came in with 2 or 3 minutes to spare, I always had it all together.
Yep, you would
never missed a 6 p.m.
Nope.
Exactly, because I'm great at this.
And we didn't miss the 6 p.m. here. We just had just some echo.
It was a little echoey, and I apologize if I was speaking really slowly at the start. I told Abby it's like one of those like speech jammer things where there was an echo on the Zoom. Abby was talking through my phone all of a sudden, and then I was trying to sort out the music at the same time and text Abby that there were technical difficulties. It was a lot. But we're back. We're so back. You just heard What Was That by Lorde. I almost said What Was That by Virgin. What Was That by Lorde off of her album Virgin. And then Last Girls at the Party by The Beaches. If you're just joining us, we are on the quest for the song of the summer. Now, what do you think about those two songs, Abby?
I think they're both pretty good. They're good summer songs. Skylar was just saying before we came on that there's a lot of music that came out this summer, but I think Skylar briefly mentioned it at the start too, of like the, you know, the internet culture kind of song of the summer. They're like, hey, did I just write the song of the summer?
Yeah.
Is a particular, typically kind of like a poppy, more upbeat thing.
Yeah.
So I think those are good contenders because they're both, I would say, in that category.
Exactly. We're going to continue on here with a song that I really, really, really enjoyed this summer. I don't know how popular it is in North America, but I know it got really big in Europe. Mr. Sam Fender here, People Watching.
feeling that you love me back reside in my bedroom. And I hear your heart like a train on the tracks. Your eyes are like heaven, your voice is like rain. 11-11s, they all hear your name. I'm too shy to tell you the words on my mind. If you read through these lines, that I wrote this song about you. Something I wish you knew. Something I tried to say, but now I say it straight. I wrote this song. Favorite songs, you joke about your mother. She can't help but cry when she hears Elton John. You're singing obnoxious, I'm laughing like spring. Your brown racer jacket, my hands through the sleeves. The smell of your perfume is all over me. I can't wash it off, so it's easy. That I wrote this song about you. Something I wish you knew. Something I tried to say, but now I say it straight. I wrote this song about you. Is it dumb believing he might love me too?
You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. The quest to find the song of the summer continues. Now, Abby, how do you feel about Conan Gray's new album, Wishbone?
I enjoyed it.
I think that might be an understatement.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm a late comer to the Conan Gray universe, for sure. I didn't really listen to him until Found Heaven, which I know was not everyone's favorite, but I really liked it.
Yeah, because you're an 80s freak.
Yes, Olivia and Skylar both had been telling me about Kid Krow and the other albums, but anyway, so I enjoy them, and so I was excited about this album, and I really like it. I was just saying to Skylar that I feel like there's been a lot of music this summer, and I'm not saying this is extremely different, but I felt that this album stuck out to me as something a little bit different, so I listened to it quite a few times because I quite liked it. So I recommend it to anyone who hasn't listened to the full thing yet, because it's also, it's not entirely one continuous story, but that's something a little bit unique for Conan Gray, is like the whole album is kind of about one relationship. So it's kind of cool to listen to it front to back.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a story album where he hasn't really done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of Song of the Summer, tonight we're going to go through and hopefully we'll find both of our top threes. I will say that we've already gone through my third one. So my number three song of the summer is What Was That by Lorde. Now, I'm not saying that these are my favorite songs released this summer, but the song of the summer has a certain air to it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So in terms of song of the summer, my number three is What Was That by Lorde. Where would you place this song or maybe any of the other songs off that album?
Well, my number three is also, I would say, What Was That?
Okay,
so I'll say that as well. And then second, I would put Conan Gray, because I think I would argue for Actor or Vodka Cranberry or a few of the other ones, but they were explicit. So we played this song
for
the radio, which I also think is good. So I'll put like the Wishbone album, particularly those three songs as my number two.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I have heard from sources, and I say sources, it's you, that this next song might be your number one song of the summer. Do you want to give any context?
Just now realizing it's right there. Yeah, I think this is my number one song of the summer. It was, I also have to say, because it was a like a later discovery for me, I listened to it right when it came out, mm-hmm. liked it, but kind of forgot about it. And then just in the last couple weeks, I started listening to it a bunch and I really like it. And I think it's cool because it's like my vibe and something I like, but also something I would just argue as a song of the summer. And when we say song of the summer, for people who aren't chronically online, like Skylar and I, but there's this thing on like, at least how, what I think of every time Skylar says this on social media, where people will write a song or find a song and they'll just post a video of them blasting it in their car going, Did I just find the song of the summer? And it kind of became like a pretty big meme last year of people mocking people doing that. So to me, this is the song of the summer. It's a song that I like. It's a song that I could make a video doing that. It's new and I can see people blasting it in their car on the way to the beach, you know, on the way to a concert, that kind of thing.
And so. I did multiple times over
see?
The summer.
There we go.
Yeah. So by Kingston Band, Tiny Horse, you know them, you love them. New from them, this is Islands.
Keep me in your pocket, girl. I've been living in your world, but there's no denying I've been hiding. Things are getting dangerous. You don't have a place for us. If you think it's true love, I will let go. When I met you in the summer, I knew I was never gonna tell you the truth. I can't stand the way she's looking at you. Wanna blow my brains out. Get up, cause no one's dying. It might be getting better even though I can't stop crying. Meet me on the other side. No one's dying. It might be getting better even though I can't stop crying. Meet me on the other side of this island. Never gonna give it up. Hey, we're still trying. I make bad decisions when I drink alone. What's the point of waiting up? If you're not coming home, I make bad decisions when I drink alone. What's the point of waiting up if you're not coming on the other side? I make bad decisions.
when I meet drink on the other side. What's the point of waiting up if you're not meet coming on the other side? I make bad decisions when I meet drink on the other side. What's the point of coming home? Get up, cause no one's dying.
Need a cigarette to make me feel better. Every good thing comes my way.
Madison Ray there with headphones on, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM on the quest to find the song of the summer. And I'm going to say it, my number two spot is held by Miss Addison Rae there with headphones on. You can't deny that it's a giant summer banger.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Listen, I don't understand Abby's ambivalence towards Addison Rae.
No, it's just hard for me to come around to Addison Rae, but I do appreciate her, and it's definitely growing on me. I do think it's a good album as well. I think, like a lot of the world, when Addison Rae started making music, I went, wait, what? So
I've been listening since the, what was her EP called? Addison. No, this is called Addison. I don't know. I've been listening since her EP because someone was like, there's a Charlie feature on it. You should listen to this. And then I listened to it. And then she came out with Diet Pepsi and I was like, okay, this is cool. And then she came out with headphones on. I was like, yes! Oh my God, it's such a pop star. Have you seen videos from her live shows that she's been doing, her concerts?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, it's literally just her up on that stage. It's just her.
Headphones on.
Put your headphones on. I don't know. I think it's the song of the number two song of the summer for me. But I know it's the song of the summer for a lot of people. Continuing in the Addison realm here, we have a Sabrina Carpenter song, which Sabrina Carpenter, I have lots of thoughts about you. I know we both have lots of thoughts about Sabrina Carpenter. Now, Short and Sweet, it was a fine album. Do I ever listen to the album as the album? No. Do you?
No.
Exactly. It's such like a, I call it like a TikTok album. Like the songs are so fast.
Yeah, they're very fast. And I mean, I haven't read a lot about it, but I don't think it was necessarily written like to be an album. Like it was let's write a bunch of pop songs and we're going to release it in this era of Sabrina Carpenter. Now, I could be wrong, but yeah. I have heard rumors about that as well, which makes sense to me, that it's more of just a collection of pop songs that she released on that album.
But I mean, is that not what the albums are nowadays?
I guess I would say a fair amount of them are.
Albums are just eras now. Thank you, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's true. I guess maybe that's part of why Conan Gray stuck out to me, because that one, at least he explains, wasn't like that. So
yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's a fair point. I have kind of been noticing that. It also, I think, is kind of a result of like a supply and demand. It's like you can put things out a bit faster if you aren't spending a long time like making a narrative to your album.
Oh, 100%.
It's not saying that there isn't time and effort being put into the songs, but it's like once the songs are done, we stack them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16, whatever on the album and release it.
Yeah.
Release
a deluxe 6 months later. And then if we're talking about Miss Sabrina Carpenter here, release a completely new album 6 months after that, which is a crazy turnaround for her album here, her newest album. I think it's too fast and I don't trust it, and I haven't listened to it yet. I don't trust the turnaround. How can you produce an entire album in a year when you had also made a deluxe version with completely new songs for your old album and been on tour this entire year?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what makes me wonder. Like I said, I'm not trying to say that new albums don't have as much effort put into them, but like, how do we know that these songs weren't written at the exact same time as the other ones, or honestly, even before? And then that's what I'm saying. It's just batching together sort of groups of songs. So this is this batch of Sabrina Carpenter songs. Now, I could be completely wrong. Maybe she does just write them that quickly, or maybe she wrote these years ago.
Yeah.
And then that now they're just being released in this sort of batch of pop songs.
Yeah, you could be right. I mean, I'm trying to think of anyone else who did like an album last year, an album this year. And the only other people I can think of is 21 Pilots. But that's sort of a sentence that I say all the time.
Yeah.
Abby's so sick of me. Anyways, we're not Sabrina Carpenter, this is not shade towards you.
No, no.
Because as evidenced by what I'm playing next, this song is good. Like, she can write a mean pop song. Now, it's personally not on my top three, but that's not to say that I didn't enjoy rocking out to this song this summer. Sabrina Carpenter here, Man Child.
Your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started. It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it? Stupid, or is it slow? Maybe it's useless, but there's a cuter word for it.
But truth be told, this silence is deafening.
drives the common man there with We Made It. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are still on the quest for the song of the summer. Drives the Common Man, that was like one of your, I guess, was that an album or an EP? One of your albums of the summer there, Abby.
Yes, I think it's an album. I'm not actually.
I think
positive. So.
Grief and Purpose, yes. New from Drives.
Yeah,
the
but I believe it's an album. But yeah, I really liked it, and I went to the like release show that he had in Toronto, and it was really good. So mm-hmm. I very much recommend listening to that album if you like that vibe. Yeah, it's 8 songs. And that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and Canadian. And Abby and I were just talking in between songs about how there wasn't a lot of Canadian summer music released this summer that we really, really loved. Like, my favorite Canadian release of the entire summer is the Tiny Horse single that we played earlier, Islands. But other than that, and like a couple singles from Baby Girl, yeah. I couldn't really think of anything that I really loved, where last summer some of my favorite albums were Canadian. Like, we had that new Nemesis record and we had that new Wilderness record. And this summer, during my summer radio show, I was really digging for Canadian stuff and playing a lot of older Canadian stuff I found this summer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Which was odd. To me.
Yeah, I feel like there were quite a few singles and things that came out in like early to late spring.
Yeah.
And like I liked when we've talked about it before, but like the Mae Martin album when that came out.
Yeah.
But those were all spring to like early summer, but
yeah.
Not into like June, July, August. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and then I guess we had the new Finn Wolfhard album, which you'll hear coming up soon. But yeah, that was really it. Like, I remember there being a lot more Canadian sort of summer songs that I liked. Mm-hmm. I liked a lot last year. Anyways, keeping going with sort of more of a pop theme again. This is a song that I know is a lot of people's song of the summer, even if it isn't ours. Role Model here, Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. Late night dive bar. She don't dance, but she downs her drinks. Her through a friend, she's born again wild card. Telling me wild things. Oh, she was telling me wild things. Lives down the street past the 7-Eleven. Just close enough that I spent the night. She grabbed my hand at the intersection. I spilled my guts at the red light. Sally, that feeling's coming around.
starting to fall, sucker in water. The cup that's up from the bar, the cursor which is blue.
Wolfhard there with Objection, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from Finn Wolfhard's album he released earlier this year called Happy Birthday. Some of my favorite Canadian content released this year. And that brings us to the end of the first episode of Sky's the Limit season 2.
Yay!
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I promise in a few weeks' time, we will be pros at this.
Although, promise that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We're not promising you anything, actually. But I miss Abby here in the studio with me, but they're always here in my heart, I guess. That makes it sound like you died.
Yeah. No, I just live on FaceTime now.
Aww. That's what it feels like when your friends move away.
Oh my God. Yeah, we did. We succeeded in our map project. I exist in the computer now.
We won our thesis. We did the thesis. Thanks to everyone for joining us. If you want to join us next week but want to know the theme in advance, where can they find that?
On our Instagram.
At?
Sky's the Limit CFRC.
Yeah, you got it. Really revealing who manages things over here.
I just don't pay attention to the title of anything.
Oh, so. Okay, perfect. Follow us on Instagram at Sky's the Limit CFRC. We usually post the day of what the theme will be, unless I forget. And if I do forget, you usually get a Instagram story around 4:30 p.m. saying the theme very hastily. But thank you for joining us on our quest to find the song of the summer. I have left my number one song of the summer until the end because I am greedy and wanted to have a good cap to the end of the show. My song of the summer is from a band called Balu Brigada. They are from New Zealand, and I saw them twice over the past year. I saw them open up for 21 Pilots twice. The first time, I didn't know who they were at all. I just kind of got there, was jamming out a little bit. I don't think they played this song the first time that I saw them, but then I started listening to them. They had released this song after I saw them for the second time. But when I saw them the second time, I sort of knew it. And it was a great time jamming out to it with a bunch of people in the pit at, and I'm going to name drop, the O2 Arena in London. It was really good. I was waiting for you to laugh at me for that. Anyways, this is my number one song of the summer. Thanks for joining me, Abby. Thanks for joining.
Anytime.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us, everyone out there. Balu Brigada here, Backseat.
From the backseat, watch it roll by slow. Perfectly controlled. I'm on empty, and my bloodshot eyes are following the light. So stay with me. I don't even like your company. I just wanted you to come for me. While I keep my eyes on the road. So take my picture, picture. You told me I'm the one you wanted, you really wanted. But you don't love me like I love you.
I don't believe you. I take the keys and I'm gone. And when I'm driving, I'm really driving. I'm driving fast because I mean it. I really mean it. I think I'm done with all the speeches. Away from the bleachers. Don't wanna hear them no more. Away from the backseat. So clear, you wanna take the wheel. You stay with me, but you don't even like my company. I'll give you another soul to squeeze while I keep my eyes on the road. So take my picture, picture. You told me I'm the one you wanted, you really wanted, but you. I don't believe you. I take the keys and I'm gone. And when I'm driving, I'm really driving. I'm driving fast because I mean it. I really mean it. I think I'm done with all the speeches. Away from the bleachers. Don't wanna hear them no more. Away from the backseat.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop